I'm Rick Henson with this Western Iowa news update for Saturday, August 10th on KJAN.com. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Friday night of a man on an assault charge. 22-year-old James Leroy Christensen Jr. was arrested at around 8 p.m. on a charge of simple domestic assault. He was taken into custody in the 200 block of First Avenue in Red Oak and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where Christensen was being held without bond. Police in Stewart late Friday afternoon released details about an attempted armed robbery that occurred prior to the robbery of a motel in Cass County Thursday night. Officials said at around 10:10 p.m. Thursday, an armed robbery was reported at the Americ Inn located in the 400 block of Southwest 8th Street in Stewart. Two black men entered the business brandishing a handgun and demanded money from a female clerk at the hotel. The suspects left without any money. The same suspects were allegedly involved in the armed robbery of the America's Best Value Inn located just south of Interstate 80 at the intersection of Highway 71 in Cass County about 90 minutes later. The suspects allegedly involved in the second robbery got away with an undetermined amount of cash. Their spree ended just after midnight Friday near the intersection of I-80 and 680 after they crashed a vehicle they allegedly stole from an Omaha car rental agency during a high-speed pursuit near Crescent. The State Patrol says the vehicle reached speeds of up to 130 miles per hour during the pursuit. Both suspects, identified as brothers, 38-year-old Courtney and 24-year-old Remo Bennett of Omaha, were injured in the crash. Remo Bennett, who was a passenger of the car, was partially ejected from the vehicle and was listed in critical condition at Allegiant Creighton University Medical Center. Courtney Bennett was listed in stable condition at Allegiant Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Courtney Bennett was wanted on a warrant out of Mills County for first-degree theft and is a suspect in several area burglaries. According to reports, he's been in and out of prison several times since 1994. Twice it was for theft by receiving stolen property. Another time it was for being a felon in possession of a gun. Bennett spent close to 10 years in Nebraska prisons and had been released last December. Both men will be taken into custody once they're released from their respective hospitals. A man convicted of kidnapping a Council Bluffs woman last year has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Brian Bay of Crescent yelled expletives at 4th District Court Judge Kathleen Kilnoski during the Friday sentencing. The 40-year-old also yelled that prosecutors had planted evidence and coerced witnesses. A jury convicted Bay in May of first and second degree kidnapping and the beating of and abduction of Tabitha Proplish in May of 2012. The woman was rescued after the vehicle that Bay was transporting her in ran out of gas. Bay represented himself during the trial. A public defender assigned for the sentencing attempted motions for a new trial, but Kilnoski denied them. She did merge Bay's two counts into one. A Sioux City police officer was in the courtroom Friday for the sentencing of a man who admitted to shooting him. Officer Kevin McCormick was shot in the forehead on April 29th by 22-year-old Jamal Dean after McCormick stopped a car that Dean was riding in. Dean fired several shots at the patrol car, with one bullet passing through the windshield and hitting the officer just a couple of inches above his eye. Dean was sentenced to 25 years in prison for attempted murder on Friday as McCormick looked on.
I don't necessarily feel as though I was here today for closure. I don't feel like it was ever real open for me. Nevertheless, I think it's important for closure for the citizens of Sioux City. And so I felt that my presence would be somewhat important today.
Officer McCormick said he was pleased with the plea agreement and the sentence that Dean was given.
Trial, obviously, you never know what you're going to get. And I think that for Mr. Dean to stand up and admit that he was guilty of this charge, the attempted murder, I think is the first step in rehabilitation.
McCormick says he has few physical side effects from the shooting.
Minor stuff. I still get occasional headaches that I attribute to the bullet wound. I've still got a little bit of numbness in my forehead in that area. However, speaking with doctors, it sounds to me like that's likely going to go away with time.
Dean must serve a minimum of 17 and a half years in prison before he's eligible for parole. He was also ordered to pay $9,400 in restitution. Dean made no statement during his sentencing. Greenfield Republican Representative Claude Bodler says he's proud to be named among the worst state legislators of 2013 by a group working to legalize marijuana use. Bodler laughed Friday when the Des Moines Register told him that he'd made a list of eight legislators that the Marijuana Policy Project considers to be among the nation's worst. In announcing the list, the group referred to comments Bodler made in opposing a medical marijuana bill in the Iowa legislature. Bodler had argued that passing the bill would be one or two or three of the stupidest bills that's ever been passed by the legislature. The bill failed. Bodler says he accepts the designation with pride. And there's no shortage of things to do this weekend here in Cass County. Atlantic Fest, a celebration of great people and a great place, will be held all day today. It began at 7 o'clock with a Hy-Vee pancake breakfast in the city park and is to be followed at 8 o'clock by a road race, 2-mile, 5-mile run and walk. At the same time, a tractor ride will be held rain or shine, beginning at 1st and Poplar Streets. It looks like they'll have clear weather for that today, and that is free to the public. And at 10 o'clock, there is a pet show, car show, and motorcycle show. At 12:30 today, the youth and adult divisions of the pedal poles. At 1:30, there will be a car crush with a military tank in the parking lot at 3rd and Walnut Streets. All day long, there will be kids' games into the city park and much more. For a full schedule of events, go to Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's website at AtlanticIowa.com. Also being held today is the Cass County Conservation Board's Breakfast with the Birds program. That takes place at the Camelin Edition Shelter at Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic beginning at 9 o'clock and features Kay Newman, rehabilitator and executive director of SOAR, Save Our Avian Resources. She'll show and discuss several of her permanently injured birds and may have a fully recovered bird to release back into the wild. Free will donations will be accepted at that event. And the Nishta Valley Trails Group will host a kids' bike ride beginning at 10 a.m. today at the Shulberg Recreation Area's West parking lot. Kids will ride according to age groups. The ride is free and is co-sponsored by Cass County Conservation, Howard's Clothing, Fairway, and the West Side Diner, all in Atlantic. For more information, call 769-2372. I'm Rick Hansen, reporting for KJAN News.